Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's decided. After their win last night, the Yankees will be at Fenway tomorrow to face the Red Sox in the American League Division Series. It's the first time they meet in October since 2004. To reach the playoffs, the Red Sox won a historic 108 games. For a look at the team and the playoffs, we turn this morning to an incredibly popular Red Sox veteran, Pedro Martinez. He sat down with WBUR's Shira Springer.
When did you sense that this team was special? Was there a game, a moment, a series where you said, they've got something here?
Well, I think after digging inside of the clubhouse and seeing the group of guys that were together, I kind of realized that the team was very well balanced. If you talk about speed, they have it. If you talk about power, they have it. If you talk about base hits and being pesky on the plate, being disciplined on the plate, and doing all the little things fundamentally, I think they have it all. And that's what makes this team really unique and very special. They have all the tools to beat you in any way you want to play the game.
You're talking about on-field stuff. What about just the chemistry in the clubhouse? That strikes me, having been in the clubhouse recently, as pretty special.
You know, we were fortunate to put together a whole bunch of great guys, and not putting aside the fact that Sander Bogaerts, Jackie Bradley, Mookie Betts, Benny Tendi, Christian Vasquez, all those guys are from the farm. So they play together. So they know each other for a long time. And they are a fun bunch, very close in ages. And they all relate to a very young manager that's really fun as well.
The playoffs are starting. And a lot of pressure in this town. You know what that pressure is like. But particularly for this team, the most wins in franchise history. What's it like being a player in the Red Sox clubhouse with such high expectations in this city?
I hate to use the word pressure because I believe pressure is lack of confidence on the things that you can do. And I don't think those guys lack anything when it comes to playing the baseball game. I just hope that they can continue to play the baseball they have been playing all year. Even though sometimes we fall into a little, you know, downside, they found a way to bounce back really quick. And that's what makes this team very, very special.
Your thoughts on David Price and Chris Sale. You know, David Price has certainly impressed in ways, I think, that were unexpected. And Chris Sale, despite recent injury woes, there's still high hopes for him in the postseason.
Well, David Price, I don't think he was totally healthy. He came over, he showed that he could pitch, but then after that, he got hurt a little bit. And I think that affected his performance. This year, finally, he seems like he's in the right track. He's healthy, and he's doing the things that he's capable of doing. Chris Sale, we know what he's all about. Guy's going to leave you his heart out there. The guy is one of the best pitchers in the major leagues. I love what's going on with those two. Either one could be an ace any given moment. Chris Sale, his approach to the game, oh my God, it's like I'm living a dream in someone else's clothing. And that's what Chris Sale brings every day.
What do you mean when you say that you're living a dream in someone else's
because
clothing?
Because I think I'm pitching by watching him. I love watching those guys. I pay my money to buy a ticket to go see those guys.
So do you feel that there is, you know, another level for this team to go to, this Red Sox team? I mean, are they on their way up? Because, you know, there might be some concern like they leave their best baseball in the regular season.
No, I don't really want to see a peak. I don't want to see a downfall either. I want to see consistent baseball like they have been playing. If they play consistent baseball like they have so far this year, I think they should end up on top if they continue to play the way they have.
Okay, so it's just sort of a baseball question here. Are you pro Sweet Caroline or anti Sweet Caroline?
Oh no, pro! Oh my God, Sweet Caroline! Woo woo woo! I love. That's my favorite song when I was pitching. That was my favorite song because I knew I had been in the seventh inning
If you had a walk-on song today, what would it be?
El cantante.
Can you sing that for us?
Yo soy el cantante que hoy han venido a escuchar lo mejor del repertorio. A ustedes voy a brindar. You know what that song means? That I'm the artist that you paid to come and see, perform, and that I'm going to show you the best of me. There's no time for sadness. There's no time for feelings or whatever. Just go out there and perform. And that's what el cantante means. A lot of things that probably people don't know about us is that we are paid to perform. And sometimes you don't even know if you have had a fight with your girlfriend or your wife or you have a sick kid. But they expect you to perform regardless of what you do. But nobody really thinks about the human behind the uniform. And that song describes how I play the game and how my life was as a baseball player. My career as a baseball player was just like that.
Yo soy el cantante que hoy han venido a escuchar lo mejor del repertorio. A ustedes voy a brindar y canto a la vida de risas y penas, de momentos malos y de cosas buenas. Vinieron a divertirse y pagaron en la puerta. No hay tiempo para tristeza, vamos cantante, comienza. Estás hecho siempre con hembras y en fiesta. Si nadie pregunta si sufro, si lloro, si tengo una pena que hiere muy hondo. Yo soy el cantante porque lo mío es cantar y el público paga para poderme escuchar. Thank you.